It's been decades since a Chinook was last seen upstream from Cooley Dam in the Kettle River in British Columbia.
It's significant because, you know, Grand Coulee Dam cut off salmon from going to the ocean and back in 1941. So for over 80 years, salmon haven't been in the Kettle River.
That's Casey Baldwin, a salmon reintroduction manager for the Colville Tribes. He says the program has released more than 160,000 juvenile fish per year since 2017, including about 25,000 at Kettle Falls. Some of those fish have been tracked making their way down the Columbia River system to the ocean, and many have managed to survive passing through the Grand Coulee Dam turbines. While this Chinook salmon was not examined specifically by fish biologists, Baldwin says it's very likely the result of the release program. Baldwin says his agency is also currently tracking one wild adult fish with a special ID tag that's returning up the Columbia from the sea. If the fish can make it as far as Chief Joseph Dam, the hope is that it can be captured and trucked upstream to a tributary above Grand Coulee. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.